The influence of media on views of gender. Woven throughout our daily lives, media insinuate their message into our consciousness at every turn. All forms of media communicate image of the sexes, many of which perpetuate unrealistic, stereotypical and limiting perceptions. Three themes describe how media represent gender. First, women are underrepresented, which falsely implies that men are the cultural standard and women are unimportant or invisible. Second, men and women are portrayed in stereotypical ways that reflect and sustain socially endorsed views of gender. Third, depiction of relationship between men and women emphasize traditional role and normalize violence against women. Underrepresentation of women. A primary way in which media distort reality is in underrepresenting women. Whether it is primetime television or children's programming, in which males outnumber female by 2 to 1, or newscast in which women make up 16% of newscasters, in which stories about men are included 10 times more often than one about women. Study report Sex Bias 1989 says, quote unquote, media misinterpret actual proportions of men and women in the population. This constant distortion tempts us to believe that there really are more men than women, and further, that men are the cultural standard. The media present a distorted version of cultural life in our country. According to media portrayals, the women are less in number. In addition to being young, the majority of women are beautiful, very thin, passive, and primarily concerned with relationship. There are a few bad women, and they are not so pretty, not so subordinate, and not so caring as the good woman. Most of the bad ones work outside of the home, which is probably why they are hardened and undesirable. The more powerful, ambitious men occupy themselves with important business deals, exciting adventures, and rescuing dependent females, whom they often then assault sexually. Stereotypical portrayal of women and men. In general, media continue to present both women and men in stereotyped ways that limit our perception of human possibilities. Typically, men are portrayed as active, adventurous, powerful, sexually aggressive, and largely uninvolved in human relationships. Just as consistent with cultural views of gender are depiction of women as sex objects who are usually young, thin, beautiful, passive, dependent, and often incompetent and dumb. Female characters devote their primary energies to improving their appearances and taking care of home and people. Because media pervade our lives, the way they misrepresent gender may distort how we see ourselves and what we perceive as normal and desirable for man and woman. Stereotypical portrayal of man, according to J. A. Doyle, 1989, whose research focuses on masculinity. Children's television typically shows males as aggressive, dominant, and engaged in exciting activities from which they receive reward from others for their masculine accomplishments. Relatedly, recent studies reveal that the majority of men on primetime television are independent, aggressive, and in charge. Macaulay, Thangavelu and Roji 1988, television programming for all ages, disproportionately depicts men as serious, confident, competent, powerful, and high status position. Gentleness in man, which was briefly evident in 1970s, has receded as established male characters are redrawn to be more tough and distanced from other. Bayer 96 study says. Media then reinforced long-standing cultural ideals of masculinity. Men are presented as hard, tough, independent, sexually aggressive, unafraid, violent, totally in control of all emotions, and above all, in no way feminine. Equally interesting is how male are presented. J.D. Brown and K. Campbell, 1986 report that men are seldom shown doing housework. Doyle, 1989 notes that boys and men are rarely presented caring for others. B. Horowitz, 1989 points out they are typically represented as uninterested in and incompetent at homemaking, cooking, and childcare. Each season's new ads for cooking and cleaning supplies include several that caricature men as incompetent buffoons who are inefficient in the kitchen and no better at taking care of children. While children's books have made a limited attempt to depict women engaged in activities outside of the home, there has been little parallel effort to show men involved in family and home life. When someone is shown taking care of child, till is usually the mother, not the father. This perpetuates a negative stereotype and type of man as uncaring and uninvolved in family life. Stereotypical portrayal of woman. Media's image of women also reflect cultural stereotypes that depart markedly from the normal. Women are portrayed as significantly younger and thinner than women in the population as a whole, and most are depicted as passive, dependent on man, and enmeshed in relationship or housework. Davis, 1990 said or observed. The requirement of youth and beauty in women even influenced news shows, where female newscasters are expected to be younger, more physically attractive, and less outspoken than males. Kraft, 1988 says or observed. Sanders and Rope, 1988, added. Depicted educators. Despite educators' criticism of self-fulfilling prophecies that discourage girls from success in math and science, that stereotype was dramatically reiterated in 1992 when Mattel offered a new talking Barbie doll. What did she say? Math class is tough. A message that reinforces the stereotype that women cannot do math. Mattel offers trade in 1992. Media reiterated the cultural image of women as dependent, ornamental objects whose primary function are to look good, please man, and stay quietly on the periphery of life. Media have created two images of women: good women and bad ones. These polar opposites are often juxtaposed. Juxtaposed against each other to dramatize difference in the consequences that befall good and bad women. Good women are pretty differential and focused on home, family, and caring for others. Subordinate to man, they are usually cast as victims, angels, martyrs, and loyal wives and helpmates. Occasionally, women who depart from traditional roles as portrayed positively, but this is done either by making their career life invisible by making their career life invisible or by softening and feminizing working women to make them more consistent with traditional views of femininity. Thank you for this session. We will meet again.